I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, September 23rd, 2013 to order and call on our County Auditor, Rick Finley, to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Finley.
Heavenly Father, we want to come to you this morning and we again thank you for the many blessings you give us. Thank you for this wonderful weather and just a great place to live, dear Lord. We thank you for all that. And thank you most of all for your Son that you sent to die upon a cross for us. We know, dear Lord, that you offer through eternal life through that and just praise you for that too. We come to you this morning, dear Lord, asking for wisdom. And we don't want to pray, dear Lord, that you just give us guidance in all the decisions that we make here in our daily lives and those that affect each of us and maybe even affect other people, that you'd help us to make the decision to be pleasing to you. Just give us guidance in all we do there. We pray, the Lord, for those that may need your healing hand. And I've heard of two of dealing with elderly parents right now. Dear Lord, we know that that's a struggle, and we just pray that you'd be with those situations also. Just lift those up to you. Again, we thank you for the many blessings you give us. Pray that you just continue to be with us. These things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentlemen, does any commissioner have comments under commission remarks this morning? First order of business is accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 336786 through 336873. And journal entry from Road and Bridge to Parks.
Second.
Motion's been made and second to approve checks number 336786 through 336873 and a journal entry from Road and Bridge to Parks. Discussion.
Thought was for the sewer department, and it's coded to GCR. We can change that later, no big deal, but just wanted to make sure that you guys were aware of it.
Did you have it on a sticky pad or something? I didn't see it. I looked through those at 7 o'clock this morning.
It was a little sticky note, so.
Can you come up and take a look, Rick, and show us what you're...
I went through all of them this morning at 7 o'clock. I didn't see it. I was on my iPad to see it, though.
I understand that, Danny. I'm the same way.
There's a sticky note right there. Is that it?
Which fund is it out of?
It's coded to M14.
Right, out of equipment.
Does that know what this is?
Oh, it's equipment. I think it's a good head for you, I'm sure.
Thank you. discussion?
There's one invoice in there that Joanne has taken care of that was sent by a company that had the delivery person name on it. It was a past employee, and we got it straightened out, so it's being corrected. I just want to. Right.
Help me out with the invoice that you pointed out. It's coded under 114 to the line item that we have for equipment.
And I'm not sure. I thought it was computer technology. And if that's the case, I would have thought it would be coded to 78.
Right. No, we set it up under 114 for equipment.
I understand equipment.
That's we can certainly code it there. We're at the beginning of the year going to come up with what we feel is the appropriate percentage of distribution, whether it be 100%, whether it be partial, et cetera, 80-20. And the question, and that came from when I talked to IES department, I said, we'll take it out of others. I actually jokingly said, we'll take it out of IES, and I got this email, said, what? I said, no, other expenses, what we had chatted about. But you make a valid point. Do you want to take it out of 780?
Is that what you get there? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know what order it went back in there.
It's a percentage deal, Ron. I don't know that. I don't know how we make the adjustment right now.
Well, we have equipment set up here, and
right,
if it's they're all county funds. Is there a motion to approve? We already have that, don't we?
Yeah.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Rick, thanks for bringing that up.
Is this going to a certain place?
They're probably going to be fixed up when we get back anyway.
Gentlemen, next order of business is approval of payroll.
Danny likes to do that one.
Yes, I do. Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Previous meeting minutes. We have two sets of minutes in front of us, September 9th and September 19th. I'm wondering if we might put these off till Thursday, if because there's one discussion that's really not included in here. I think that it should be included. Is that all right?
Yeah, I didn't get to read them. I read one set, I didn't get to read the other. So, move the table to Thursday.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to table the approval of previous meeting minutes till this coming Thursday. Which is September 26th. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We don't have Beth here as yet, do we? I wonder if she was given an estimate of time.
have it on your form.
It says 9:15 on my...
Let's give her a couple more minutes. Quite frankly, really interested in hearing about what all work is going to be happening on the state highway where I see all the flags. And Mr. Hayes, by any chance you didn't see Ms. Schaller out in the hallway, did you? Would you look, sir? I would appreciate it. Thank you. Rick, if you're listening, could you come back in for just a moment? Thank you. I tell you, she just barely got out that door. We have a number of things that are scheduled for the same time, and I'm just taking a moment while we're waiting on MoDOT to arrive. We have county auction, and I know that you had requested, Randy had requested, whether or not we were going to have a county auction. I know that the sheriff has responded, at least that he feels he has enough information. What all has, Randy, you want to join us for a moment? Go ahead, sir.
The other day, and he indicated that he got to move some of the stuff that he had. And I asked him when. I think he told me not the first 2 weeks of October he was going to be gone in. Like to be here when we do it. But other than that, I know we've got a lot of electronic equipment within. I've had several departments say they had different things that maybe I wasn't even aware of. I just got an email before I came from the office from planning and zoning that had something they wanted to put in there. And that stuff, probably we need to make sure it goes through the IT department so they wipe the drives, whatever. But we need to move that out so we have it in our storage there, and then whatever Randy has. Kenny told me he had, what did he tell me? You know, quite a bit of confiscated stuff. I think it's mainly tools and guns, but I can't remember for sure. I know he's going to contact you because he told me he would.
We got an email that just says Sheriff's Office could not have it October 19th through the 30th.
Okay, so it's the last 2 weeks of October. That's on our way.
I don't know that October 19th.
We'll be in, all of us will be gone. Won't we in October 23rd or something like that?
The county cleanup day is
October 5th?
The 5th of October, so that only leaves one weekend that would be available.
Saturday, October 12th? Is that the one you're talking about?
Maybe? Yeah, that's the only one that's there.
I don't know if that's good or not. We've done it in October, November.
Does that give us enough time to adequately?
Knowing what we've got. I don't know whether IT's got all these things wiped or not wiped. I would say you might want to put it in November. Just mine.
I was just going to comment. I've heard from some villagers and city clerks that might need some equipment. I didn't know if we could work some kind of intergovernmental agreement where we could give them some of our old printers and some computers and stuff. Just a thought. I know one village is struggling.
Thank you. Would you work with the sheriff? Do you think that's not enough time then to advertise? 2 weeks?
It's enough time if we have everything.
And you don't know that we'll be ready.
I'm not sure that it is. I mean, I would. My first thought is the IT department needs to make sure all that electronic equipment has the drives wiped, and I don't know if they've done that or haven't done that. So that's my first thought. I don't know how... well organized that stuff is at all. I'm not. Don't, so.
Could we call on you to coordinate that with Randy then, with R&B, with the sheriff, and with IT?
Is there any? You guys okay with moving it in November if they want to? I guess.
Well, I'd like to see if we could do it sooner. If we can't do it sooner, then obviously November.
And it, you know, this doesn't have to happen on a Saturday. But it would be preferable.
Doesn't have to happen this year, but it would, if we've got enough, then it's.
Saturday usually a better day to have.
Randy, depends on what you got. I mean, the dilemma with doing it on Saturday is if you type in. Auction Zip is the kind of the standard for funded auctions. If you type that in, there'll be 20 auctions this Saturday or 30 auctions this Saturday within a 50-mile radius. If you do it on Friday, there'll only be five or six. So you can see this Saturday may not be the best. No. You understand that? But I think it gives more of the public the option to be in there on Saturday. If you advertise it, they're going to take off.
I know the later part of October works better for us, but I don't know if that works for Jimmy.
Jimmy said he does not want on 19th through the 30th.
Okay, that doesn't work. If we got a snow rodeo this
week. Is he not going to be here?
Cleanups or pits. And we want to make sure that y'all are still cleaning up after the cleanups. It could just be a couple of days.
First of October, first of November would be better if you got anything.
Check with him on the first Saturday in November.
We'll do that and try to get back to you next Monday and get a day set for sure. That work.
Because of road and bridges, it's people working on it. It's not a deer season problem or anything like that, is it? That's the second weekend, I think. And
I'll tell you, there are avid deer hunters.
I remember in November is when I'm going to have to walk.
Well, let's try to wrap this up by Thursday, and if possible, we could. I mean, because we could do it on the 12th, and if the computers have been wiped, and or if they could be done by that time, that was a date that was acceptable to R&B, correct?
He said he could do it if you preferred.
Well, with our cleanup being on the same site, we need that next week to get rid of the roll-offs, make sure all that lower part of the property is good shape, cleaned up from that, get all the vehicles moved in. That won't take all that long, but that just gives us a week to get all that moved over there. We can make that happen probably, but we've got the snow rodeo that.
Come back to us with a couple of options on Thursday. Is that okay? Thursday morning. We'll add that back. Thanks, guys. I know that she's on her way. I've got two messages. Gentlemen, why don't we stand in recess for a couple of minutes, and then we'll take back up when MoDOT representative arrives. She should be here any minute.